Indiana's Lieutenant Governor hitting the road to hear from Hoosier farmers, and a podcast that's all about Indiana's ag and energy industries. I'm CJ Miller with the Wednesday edition of your Hoosier Ag Today podcast for Wednesday, November 16th, 2022. It's brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for over 135 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to find out more. Well, it's all about hearing from Indiana farmers about the issues impacting them the most. And that's why Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch was in Tipton County Tuesday for an Ag Roundtable meeting. Eric Pfeiffer has more coming up. Well, if you're a fan of this podcast, then check out the High Ground podcast, powered by Premier Companies. I'll chat with Ryan Priest. He's the COO of Premier Companies and the co-host of the podcast that's all about shining a spotlight on Indiana's ag and energy industries. A look at your Indiana farm forecast with Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin coming up. And David Coley reviews Tuesday's grain markets after news of Russia's missile attacks on Ukraine and reports of two Russian missiles hitting Poland. It's all coming your way next on your Wednesday edition of the Hoosier Ag Today podcast.
The land of the free is also the home of the hardworking. What if this is the year you take your farm operation to the next level? At First Farmers Bank and Trust, we're proud to serve the people who not only work until the sun goes down, but until the job is done. With over 135 years of commitment to agriculture, we'll find the solution that's right for your operation today and tomorrow. Visit ffbt.com to learn more. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Tackling the top issues facing Indiana farmers and an ag podcast you might want to check out. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team. If you have chest pains, you go to the heart doctor, right? Your mental health shouldn't be treated any differently. Talk to someone today about your mental health struggles. Visit extension.purdue.edu/farmstress. Rural broadband access, preserving Indiana's most fertile cropland and sustaining the farm for the next generation. All topics important to Hoosier farmers that were discussed Tuesday morning in Tipton County with Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch at an ag roundtable she hosted. Crouch also serves as Indiana's Secretary of Agriculture and Rural Development. Tipton County Commissioner and Indiana Soybean Alliance Director Nancy Klein told Hoosier Ag Today that high-speed internet access to rural communities was a hot topic at the roundtable.
Especially as technology advances. I mean, you know how fast technology advances. We need to be looking ahead to make sure that what we do will meet the needs not only now, but 5 years down the road.
As a county commissioner, one of Klein's concerns is how to grow appropriately, yet still preserve Indiana's top cropland, especially given the booming interest in solar farms. She says the solutions surrounding that will need to be creative. In a follow-up conversation with an Indiana state senator on Tuesday morning, they wondered,
should we be, as a state, looking specifically of ways to keep that best crop growing ground for agriculture production and looking at using the nominal ground for solar. However, that becomes challenging because, as you know, solar farms have to locate near a substation. So they're limited of where they can locate.
Klein says the roundtable was a great opportunity to share thoughts and have important conversations regarding agriculture.
I so appreciate Bruce Kettler, our director of agriculture in Indiana, and I so appreciate Lieutenant Governor Crouch. She's always so good to listen and try to help find solutions, and she really cares about the state, and I just appreciated the opportunity so very much.
Crouch will continue to hold ag roundtable discussions around the state.
Come and see the future at the Indiana Farm Equipment and Technology Expo, December 13 through 15, Grand Park Event Center, Westfield, Indiana. See the equipment and inputs you will need in 2023 and the technology you will farm with in 2033. Free admission, free parking, free seminars, and on December 14, free breakfast. The Indiana Farm Equipment and Technology Expo, December 13 through 15, Grand Park Event Center, Westfield. Details at indianafarmexpo.com.
There are a growing number of podcasts, including the one that we do. You should take a listen. CJ Miller reports now on how the team at Premier Companies has another podcast for you to check out as they shine a spotlight on Indiana's ag and energy industries.
If we're touching somebody today that hasn't listened to it yet, I hope you do give it a try. I hope you like what you see.
And that's Ryan Priest, Chief Operating Officer of Premier Companies. He's also the co-host of the High Ground podcast, powered by Premier Companies. How did the podcast get started?
The High Ground was an idea we had that we thought we should probably try to do more with our agriculture, our energy side, and to better associate ourselves with those who aren't necessarily customers and or members of Premier Companies, and to better promote Indiana Ag and the energy side, because there's so many misconceptions about what we do. We thought this is another good way to reach anybody who might have interest in ag.
Ryan shares the hosting duties with Sal Sama, Vice President of Agronomy Sales and Marketing at Premier Companies. Not only can you listen to the podcast, but you can also watch all the podcast episodes on YouTube.
Yeah, I think we definitely have a voice and a face for radio, but we decided for some unknown reason that we wanted to videotape this as well. And YouTube is a good platform. People can go on there. And a lot of times you just want to say, hey, I want to see who's talking. I want to get an idea who that is, and it's nice to put a name with a face.
Ryan says the goal of the podcast is to not only shine a positive light on Indiana's ag and energy industries, but to have some fun as well.
Yeah, we have a good time. It's a lot of fun. You'll catch us cutting up and laughing, and a lot of times it's at my expense, which is I'm an easy target. But yeah, we certainly do try to have a good time. We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we hope at the end we've given somebody information they're looking for. We hope that you come away from it entertained and educated both.
Check out the High Ground podcast, powered by Premier Companies, at premierag.com. You can also find that link at hoosieragtoday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
The High Ground Podcast. Everything from energy and fuel.
And it's always like clean oil because most of my stuff leaks.
So, yes. Yeah.
To agriculture.
We go from the cute and cuddly phase to the not so cute and cuddly phase.
You can cuddle with them at 290 pounds. It's probably against your will, I'm guessing.
And, well, other things.
He calls them all variable costs. That's bull.
I think you meant to say that's fertilizer, right? Staying on topic, Clint.
Listen now on all platforms.
Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Taking a look at the setup here, cold air is set to dominate for the rest of this week. Now we have lake effect cloud cover and light snow action blowing up across most of the state today, or at least areas of the state from I-70 northward. Now, to be clear, outside of areas just to the south and southeast of Lake Michigan in the northern part of the state, I don't think that this is going to be giving a big amount of accumulation, coating to an inch, fresh dusting in some spots. You get into that southeastern tip of Lake Michigan, sure, South Bend, LaPorte, Goshen, Bremen areas could be looking at some slightly bigger totals as we move, especially through later today and tonight. But the lake effect cloud cover is going to be lingering through a good chunk of the rest of the week, particularly up north. I do think that we push the biggest snow up into Michigan as we move into tomorrow and Friday, and we are only dealing with lake effect flurries across parts of northern Indiana to finish the week. Reinforcing shot of cold air diving southward for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, getting colder here with clouds and some sun. High pressure is going to be moving in behind that. Good news for you, though. As we head into next week, we do see an attempt at moderating temperatures. Maybe not right away Monday. I guess I'll call Monday not as cold. But Tuesday, Wednesday, we could get back closer to normal. Not feeling too bad here ahead of Thanksgiving. The thing is, on Thanksgiving Day itself, it does look like we have some moisture coming up. It will be rain, but we could pick up anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch of rain Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving night. And I do think that we keep the warmer air in behind that. It does look like even a brief cool down will be met with another moderating surge in temperatures for that last week of November. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit MidAmerica see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal opportunity lender.
Have you ever considered a career in agriculture? There are dozens of agribusinesses that have opportunities to work in this exciting field. These are high-paying positions with on-the-job training and advancement. On December 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Grand Park in Westfield, Indiana, these companies will be on hand for the Indiana Ag Career Fair. Come talk with these organizations. Then walk the show floor of the Indiana Farm Equipment and Technology Expo and experience the world of agribusiness. December 15th at Grand Park in Westfield. More details at IndianaFarmExpo.com.
The grain markets ending higher on news out of Eastern Europe. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Tuesday Farm Market Review. I'm CJ Miller. This review brought to you by Seed Genetics Direct, providing quality seed, free delivery, personalized service, and local research data along with published prices. Check them out at SeedGeneticsDirect.com. With grain market analysis, it's time to check in with David Coley with Allendale Inc. Reports on Tuesday that Russia set off over 100 missile attacks against Ukrainian cities, and out of that, two stray missiles landed in Poland and killed two people. And David, based off of that news late on Tuesday, that caused grain markets to end the day higher, David.
Yeah, I can say turn around Tuesday, but it sure what spiked today in the corn and beans with the news, but bad news for Russia in this case. I mean, if they can't control their own missiles, what else is going wrong in that country? Well, don't get me started on that litany. But I did like the way beans opened this morning. They had some gains there for the beginning. They kind of made the corn look sick, and it was sick at that point. But the important thing is the NOPA crush came out at 184.464. That's up 0.3 from a year ago. But the point I want to stress is the crush is coming back. And the big thing to emphasize here is that the crushers want soybeans. Now, let's really emphasize this because you've got to check your basis levels several times a day in some cases. In fact, ask them for push. They'll probably give it to you. But the whole point is the crush margin is out of sight right now. We've just got so much crush margin going for them. Even though it was 320, 330, it's down to 294. But I'll tell you, with a crush margin that strong, they want to crush all the beans they can. So how about the point south from the Ohio Rivers flow into the Mississippi? How are we going to get those barges to move down there? They have gotten some rain, so we will be satisfying some of the Gulf needs. But I'll tell you, these processors want it down. So I'll repeat it again. If you want to push, call them and ask them. They might give it to you. Corn market coming back also. Very, very pleased with that. It was getting a lot oversold. And the thing I'm going to emphasize here is that all this time we sold off from $7 down to the recent low today. I suspect that this was all just long liquidation. People had bought it before getting out because the openers dropped significantly. So let's call this a nice way to end the market. Again, turn around Tuesday, so we just have to see where we can follow this all up. But in the news, financial news, this is a big plus for the grain, especially for export demand. The dollar is lower, and it's come way off its highs. I'm looking at it right now at 106.43. The recent high was like 114, so that's come down sharply, 7.3%. So a lot of pluses here coming up. Sorry, it's a turnaround Tuesday. We might sell off tomorrow. If we do open lower, I want the market to open or close higher. That's my trend talk for tomorrow.
Once again, David Coley with Allendale Inc. Settlements from Tuesday, December corn up 9 3/4 at 666 3/4. March at 669 1/4, 10 cents higher. And May corn up 9 1/4 at 667 3/4. January beans climbing 16 3/4 to 1457 1/4. March at 1461 3/4, up 17 cents. And December wheat gaining 9 3/4 to 828 1/4. December live cattle down 30 cents at 151.52, and December lean hogs 45 cents higher at 84.35. Don't forget the Indiana Farm Equipment and Technology Expo presented by AgriFinancial and Reynolds Farm Equipment. It's coming up December 13th, 14th, and 15th at Grand Park in Westfield, giving you a look into the future of farming, plus seminars with Chad Colby and the Purdue Crop Chat team, plus free parking and free admission. For more information, check out IndianaFarmExpo.com. For Andy Eubank, Eric Pfeiffer, and Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, I'm CJ Miller. Hoosier Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.